Well, there's that school bell. When you hear the school bell, get your school book. And for the Warren County Radio Bible School, the school book is the Bible itself. Get your Bible and turn to the epistle of 2 Timothy. This is a letter that Paul wrote to Timothy while he was in prison. And in fact, when we're reading this last letter, we're reading the last thing that Paul himself wrote. And so it is a solemn letter. Paul knows he's about to be executed for his faith. And he's writing a letter to Timothy. And he is telling Timothy that I hope you can come to see me. And to come see me before the winter sets in and blocks that travel. And there is some indication from the scriptures, particularly from the book of Hebrews, that I infer that Timothy was able to get to Paul and to be with him and was for a time imprisoned while Paul was in prison there. But that will be for another topic. Today what I want us to do is go to this second epistle and read it. I began reading it in the last class, but I think I'll start over since we just got into it. And in just a moment, we'll be reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Now, while you're getting your Bible and turning to that passage, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. You know, every now and then, someone will find a box of old letters. It may be up in the attic or off in the basement or back somewhere deep in a cupboard, and they'll pull them out and they'll say, oh, look, this is letters from, and it may be some distant relative to some other distant relative, and there'll be some historical connection to the time, and they may date the letters stating when they wrote them. And it's so interesting to read those letters and to understand the lives of those who wrote that through those letters. You know, letters are the raw materials for historians to put together the history that we study. They look for historical documents. And it is of interest to me that the most influential documents in the world our small collection of letters that we have in the New Testament. Paul wrote many of these letters, and when we're reading 2 Timothy, we should bear in mind that this is the last letter that Paul wrote. Now let's see what he wrote to Timothy before he died. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 3. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers in a pure conscience. How unceasing is my remembrance of thee in my supplications night and day, longing to see thee, remembering thy tears, that I may be filled with joy, having been reminded of the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which first dwelt in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded in thee also, for which cause I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee through the laying on of my hands. For God gave us not a spirit of fearfulness, but of power and love and discipline. Be not ashamed, therefore, of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but suffer hardship with the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before times eternal, but hath now been manifested by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher, for which cause I suffer also these things. Yet I am not ashamed, for I know him whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to guard that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold the pattern of sound words which thou hast heard from me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, guard through the Holy Spirit which dwelleth in us. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. This thou knowest, that all that are in Asia turned away from me, of whom are Phygelus and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him to find mercy of the Lord in that day. And how many things he ministered at Ephesus thou knowest very well. Thou therefore, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. Thou therefore, my child, be strengthened in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard from me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier on serving entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enrolled him as a soldier. And if also a man contend in the games, he is not crowned, except he hath contended lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must first be able to partake of the fruits. Consider what I say, for the Lord shall give thee understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my gospel, wherein I suffer hardship under bonds as a malefactor. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they also may obtain salvation, which is Christ, in Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Faithful is the saying, for if we died with him, we also shall live with him. If we endure, we also shall reign with him. But if we shall deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he abideth faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them in the sight of the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of them that hear. Give diligence to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. But shun profane babblings, for they will proceed further in ungodliness, and their word will eat as doth a gangrene, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Howbeit, the foundation of God standeth, having this seal: the Lord knoweth them that are his, and every one that nameth the name of the Lord depart from unrighteousness. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, some unto honor, and some unto dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work.
but flee youthful lust, and follow after righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and ignorant questions refuse, knowing that they gender strifes. And the Lord's servant must not strive, but be gentle towards all, apt to teach, forbearing in meekness, correcting them that oppose themselves, if peradventure God may give them repentance unto the knowledge of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him unto his will. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days grievous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, haughty, railers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, implacable, slanderers, without self-controlled, fierce, no lovers of good, traitors, headstrong, puffed up, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form of godliness, but having denied the power thereof. From these also turn away. For of these are they that creep into houses and take captive silly women laden with sins, led away by divers lusts, ever learning and ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Even as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also withstand the truth. Men corrupted in mind, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be evident unto all men, as theirs also came to be. But thou didst follow my teachings, conduct, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, sufferings, what things but fell me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, and out of them the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that would live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But abide thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. I charge thee in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, who shall judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lust, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and turned aside into fables. But be thou sober in all things, suffer hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry. For I'm ready, I'm already being offered, and the time of my departure is come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but also to all them that have loved his appearing. We're going to stop our reading there and pick up in our next class in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 9.